I had taken a hot shower before going to bed, and all I can say is the water pressure from Murray's showerhead almost took the skin off my flesh. But it felt good. I had taken off my permanently borrowed from a fancy hotel bathrobe, put on my pajamas and my soft fuzzy slippers, and crawled into bed. Murray had rigged up to a stereo alarm clock with a CD player, a small projector that projected on the ceiling the stars and planets of the universe. After I started fading, I put on one of Murray's Goodnight gel sleep masks in an array of pastel colors and inserted the soft pink foam earplugs into my ears. I could hear Murray in my head saying, "Harold, put these on. I got them at the dollar store. They were in the back, and all I can say is, what a score!" The pre-recorded music selection was soothing, and I faded off to the sensation of a cooled sleep mask on my eyes. Murray had rigged up a scent machine that automatically emitted a vaporous aroma of lavender and other various selections of springtime wildflowers. The alarm went off the next day, the day of the first ever Great Mongolian Bowling League of the United States of America tournament. A scent was released, gradually, and if that didn't nudge me to consciousness, the light turned on and slowly got brighter, and if that didn't get me stirring, the deluxe stereo alarm began to emit soft sounds of easy-listening music, its volume rising in a timed sequence. This all took about 12 minutes and 25 seconds. At the 30th second, John Philip Sousa's The Stars and Stripes Forever played, and I was thrust out of bed in a start. If you'd walked in on me that morning, you'd have seen a tall, older, Land O'Lakes Hebrew standing at attention in pink slippers and stolen bathrobe with a pastel color sleep mask on my forehead, all the while in full salute. The door opened precisely at that time, and in walked Murray. "Good morning, Murray," I said.
"Morning," he grumbled.
"How was it?"
"Oi,"
was the only thing he said. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Murray had it programmed so that when the bedside lamp automatically turned on, simultaneously, the automatic drip coffee pot that he filled up the night before started brewing a fresh pot of special blend coffee from a rainforest in Africa. But don't think Murray's a big spender on coffee. He buys it at the food section of the discount bargain outlet's food department, and he's always bragging about the deal he gets on fancy coffee off the metal shelves in the far right-hand back corner of the closeout store.
"Perfect timing. I need a cup of coffee," Murray moaned.
"Let's go down for breakfast, Murray." Now, that's how we started our day for the most part. And I told Murray, "Murray, that was the best night's sleep I've ever had. That sleep machine you invented is incredible. The sleep mask, the earplugs, the stars and scent, unbelievable. I feel great. You're a genius, my friend. Murray, go take a hot shower. It'll wake you up. I'll wait." We went downstairs to the hotel lobby, which was crawling with Mongolians.
"The kids are adorable. Thousands of them. Harold, look at them," Murray grunted.
"Murray, they call this a horde. I've never experienced one before. Mongolians invented the horde, if you think about it."
"You know, you're right. But nobody uses that word anymore. When Mongolians get together in groups, you never know when it's going to happen. It just breaks out. No, you're right. Hordes. Look, there, hordes at the waffle machine."
"Murray, enough. Look, there's Tomor Batar and Kulan." Tomor Batar and Kulan were patrolling the hotel buffet with several hundred of their Mongolian friends overrunning the breakfast bar. We asked them what time we needed to be at the lanes that morning. "Bowling tournament begins 11 a.m. We get there early, say 10:30. Give time to warm up," Kulan said. Murray, in his diplomatic way, asked,
"Kulan, how come you Mongols hoard?"
Kulan gave Tomor Batar a look and said, "You see, Mr. Murray, in the 13th and 14th century, Mongolia was greatest land empire in the history of the world. It emerged from unification of nomadic tribes in Mongolia under our great leader, Temujin, Genghis Khan. He was proclaimed ruler of all Mongolia in 1206. He was the son of Mongol chieftain. He married and rival tribe kidnapped his young wife, Borte. And that's when it began. He united nomadic tribes who were always competing with each other. He was a skillful politician through political manipulation and military might."
"He kicked some ass," Tomor Batar blurted out.